I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hello, chickens. I hope you enjoyed the New Year special. I haven't seen it yet because I'm recording into the future. Yes, I'm here in the past. But, you know, I'm having a holiday, so I thought rather than leave you with a week of nothing, I'll try and get ahead on some of the older episodes. So I'm going to be watching Galaxy 4 this week, which I've got on Blu-ray. And I've also got, Peter's got some text messages that he sent me about Black Orchid, which is the one I watched during the what's someone called it? The Crimbo Limbo. Lovely Maddie Grant sent me an email calling it Crimbo Limbo. Just before I get onto Peter's text, Dr. Simon messaged on Patreon. Hey, Dr. Simon, thanks for being a patron. He says, Brazil nuts, where the nuts come from, is a quote from a farce from the 1890s called Charlie's Aunt, which is they get someone to pretend to be an aunt from Brazil, where the nuts come from, which is, you know, it makes this even more disappointing because it's like, well, so much of Black Orchid feels like it's been pasted in from elsewhere, you know, various Agatha Christie mysteries and country house bits and bobs. It's like, oh, good. Even the one bit of dialogue that I enjoyed and found hilarious and odd is cobbled in from somewhere else. Like so the whole thing is a pastiche of nothing. James says, poor Adric, at least he got to enjoy a well-prepared meal before carking it. Well, I mean, it's a cold collation. It's hardly well-prepared. It's just some leftovers, really. Here's some crap that was in the fridge. Not that they really had much in the way of fridges back then. Although that's kind of every day in summer here. Not that it was very warm. In fact, I think the cold collation was probably kept alive a bit longer than it needed to be because it was so cold outside when they filmed this episode. All right. So Peter and I were speaking on the phone and he's like, oh, did you do Black Orchid? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, I've got such fond memories of it. I went, yeah, maybe don't watch it. So I think he's going to upset himself here. He says, as I've had my dinner, which is Christmas dinner bubble and squeak, oh dear, and now I'm buckling in for Black Orchid. As I said earlier, I have very fond memories of this one, but probably haven't seen it in 25 plus years, so I'm fascinated to know whether it is actually good or whether there's horrors that I was oblivious to as a fresh-faced English schoolboy. Think Bertie Bunter more than Turlough. Here we go. And it starts off with the altercation in the hallway. Worst Strictly number ever. Oh, it's someone getting strangled. Oh, dear. I have no idea what's going on. I do, but you know what I mean. Apart from mild bondage and some racial insensitivity. Oh, yeah, the tied up ankles and the man with the giant lip. Yeah, Tegan getting stroppy even now. She doesn't want to get home. This has to be the smelliest TARDIS crew. They never change out of their outfits, made of the most unforgiving materials, velvet, polyester, etc. The chauffeur giving Nyssa's glorious hairdo a good stare. Who can blame him? I know Nyssa's pain of always being gazed at for our beautiful ringlets. Oh, Peter's hair is out of control. The number of doppelgangers we have in the show, you'd think there was only 7 faces in existence. Except for that episode where Jamie was sick and they replaced his face with a jigsaw. Top hole. I'm saying nothing. I like the joy the Doctor / Peter Davison is having with the cricket, but in a 2-part story, do we need so much padding? You mean the padding on his legs or the padding in the story? The Doctor's showing off now. The opposition must be really pissed off. The Empire of Traken. Really? A laughing face emoji. Yeah, we get it. Cricket is a thing. The master gag is funny, but rubbish. I love it. Oh, when, he goes, oh, you're worthy of the master. And the Doctor's like, the master? He goes, yes, W.T. Grace. Or is it W.G. Grace? Anyway, old mate. Old mate, the master of cricket. He was also a doctor. Yuck, Peter says. Costumes out of the lost property box. Worse than forgetting your games kit. I used to deliberately not wear my PE kit, so I didn't have to do it. Someone's forgotten his safe word. He's been tied up for hours. I'm confused by the children comment. How old are they all meant to be? I guess they're teenagers. So, you know, which means Tegan's over, you know, a certain age. I mean, she's got a job. She works on a plane. But the other two, maybe they're just, you know, young. Black Orchid, drink! I had a Black Orchid on my Orinoco, but I got a cream for it. I'll pay to. It's turning into a carry-on movie. I'm sorry, but I've had to pause it. The Indian getting coshed is so funny. And he's got 3 laughing face emojis with tears. It was such a weird moment because he's like, he walks in the room and just sort of stands there waiting to get hit in the head. I'm like, oh, mate, what are you? Oh, you are a terrible, terrible guard. Peter says, I can't stop giggling. Double yuck, a mask from the lost property box. Tegan missed her chance then. She should have said, Nyssa may not have a mole, but she is one. Oh, don't be mean, Peter. Yuck, a borrowed dressing gown. Like, they've all been washed. Like, they've got, you know, a house full of servants. Like, everything's clean, Peter. Calm down. Like, in what world does Peter live where no one washes their clothes before lending them to people? Lots of leg camera action in this story. One for the fetishists out there. What's Adric come as? The pirate, the campest pirate on the high seas? Yeah, his costume seems to just be a weird collection of satin, billowy satin. It looks like he's come from an extra from Blake 7. All right, I've cut something out there, probably. Peter's gotten a bit fruity this episode, so if you want the unedited version, it is available on Patreon, but here, I'm trying to cut down on adult themes. There's a lot of adult themes in Peter's text messages. I love Janet Fielding. Oh, well, we all do, Peter. She's a delight. Tegan's the best. Adric astonished by a pretty basic Charleston. He did say he didn't know how to dance. More dancing. Yawn. Peter's quite over the dancing already. Run, Nyssa. Oh, you fainted instead. Okay. Oh, and even if it was Anne, I can't remember. For heaven's sake. Yeah, she's a bit wet. Lady Cranley is fun, loopy and ridiculous, but she's a hoot. Oh, yuck. Returned costume and mask. It is revolting because, like, he would have been drooling in it because he was making that noise the whole time. So the mask is probably wet. Like, I mean, oh, here in, like, mask world that we're living in with 40 million COVID cases, the idea of putting on someone else's mask terrifies me now. Like, that this episode is filling me with all sorts of body horror. So Anne's a bit of a brat, isn't she? Yes, yes, she is. And she just kind of like is demanding that he be carted off. It's like, okay, when he was actually attacking you, you just fainted rather than firing up. And now you're firing up because he's not actually doing anything. It's strange. So they're tying him up because he looks different. This is problematic, isn't it? Yes, Peter, it is very problematic. Great, the Adric eating storyline and the blandest, most English salad ever. Lots of chicken and beetroot. That could be an Australian salad, to be honest. All right, we'll leave that there and continue it in the next episode. As always, with one of Peter's revolting text message recaps, this episode's probably a little short. You can get a full version unedited at patreon.com/AdamRichard.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.